Well, we've been listening to and taking part in some tremendous things this evening. Lots of different carols, lots of new songs to you as well, and probably some familiar Bible readings also. And each one of them has a special meaning. But if you put them all together, they seem to be speaking about a gift, a present, or the gift. We've heard in the Bible reading from David and Elizabeth about a prophecy that took place thousands of years ago, an ancient prophecy that spoke of some kings coming from Sheba and Seba and Tarshish and distant shores, and they would bring their tribute and their gifts to a newborn king. And then we heard from the reading in Matthew's gospel how that was fulfilled when the wise men came from the east and they brought their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Lots of gifts going on. We also heard from the Luke's gospel that the angel said, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." A Savior has been born to you. So there's lots of gifts going on. We could rename the Christmas narrative as "Gifts Are Us." There's so many gifts. And I wonder how many gifts you'll give and how many you'll receive this Christmas time. Quite a few, I should think. When it comes to gifts, there are four things that we're interested in. And the first is this: who's the gift from? Who is it from? It's humbling always to receive a gift that someone thinks of you. But there are some people you actually expect gifts from. So your family, your friends, the cat, the dog, the Christmas tree. Anyone here get a gift from the Christmas tree? It's the Christmas tree time present. It happens. There are other people that give you gifts and you never really expect to get a gift from that person. You think, they gave me a gift? The shop's still open? Got to go get them one? And there's other gifts that you get. Well, gifts you don't get because you think that those people just don't know anything about you at all. So you never expect a gift from Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Shane Ritchie, Jennifer Aniston, Nigella Lawson. Quite nice to get a food gift from her. But you think, these people know nothing about me at all, so I'm not going to get a gift from them. And then you read that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God gave. And if you're like me, you think, does God know me? Does God care about me? People who give us gifts know us or care about us. So God giving a gift must mean that he knows me and he cares about me. And the scriptures tell us that. We're lost in wonder at that. We think God is so high and so holy and so mighty and so out there somewhere, and we are so lowly and down here somewhere. And does he really know me? And then you read in the Apostle Paul's words that God is not far from each one of us. And in the Old Testament, a lady called Hagar said, "You are the God who sees me." So yes, God does know you and me, and God does care about us. And the gift that we sing about and worship at Christmas time, the gift is from Almighty God. Second thing we want to know about is a gift is this: what does it do? What is it? What does it do? I've been trying to look up a song that I heard when I was a little boy, and it's like it went when it stopped, and when it went, and boom when it stood still. Anyone remember that kind of? No, okay. I think it was on Junior Choice or something like that. But it was like a strange song. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. But you look at gifts, you think, well, what is it? What does it do? Some gifts keep you warm. Some gifts make you feel good. Some gifts make you look good. Some gifts you can play with. Some gifts inform you. Some gifts you can eat. Some gifts you can drink. Gifts do something. What about God's gift? If it's from him, what does God's gift do? Well, listen to what the angel told Joseph very clearly. Mary will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's what God's gift does. God's gift is a savior, and what it does, what he does, is to save us. Save us from our sins. Sin is always the problem. Always has been, always will be. Sin is what messes our lives up and other people's lives up. Sin makes us twist things. It twists God's good gift to make him selfish. Sin makes us miss the target of loving God with all our heart and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And sin makes us transgress, goes over God's boundaries that God has set in place that we can enjoy life. So sin always messes things up, and sin puts us in trouble, for the wages of sin is death. And that means eternal death. So we need a savior from sin, else we're in big trouble. And this is God's gift. You shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. To you this day is born a savior. God's gift is a savior. The very name of Jesus means savior. It's always a difficult thing choosing a name for your baby. It's always time of tension between father and mother-to-be. What should we call? Well, have someone from a name from my family line, no, from my family line. Well, you had that last time. Okay, let's have this time. So it goes on. I'm told that there's a current trend that is naming children after healthy foods. It's true. So kale. Anyone here called kale? Sorry, I'm not poking fun at your name. But if you're called Kiwi, I am. Kiwi, another one, apple, a banana. I made that one up. That was called banana, really. But different names for different people. The name Jesus literally means savior. Savior from sin. So who is the gift from? It's from God Almighty. What is the gift? What does it do? The gift is the Savior, and he saves us from sin. Third thing we want to know about a gift is this. Maybe a little bit secretly we want to know this. How much did that cost? How much did it cost? Sometimes the price is left on the back, isn't it? And you think, you spent that much on me? Or, you only spent that much on me? And if you have a secret Santa at work or at school, or if you have kind of presents given in the family, sometimes you set a top limit, don't you, on that it can't be beyond £10. Well, depending on what kind of work you're in, like, you know, can't be beyond £10 in the Secret Santa. So we put a limit on the price of our gift. Do you know, you can't do that with God's gift. God's gift cannot be measured on any scale at all, because God's gift costs everything. When Jesus came to earth, he left the riches of heaven for the poverty of earth. He left the company of angels for the company of sinful people. And he died on a cross of pain, shame, and agony. In order to save us from our sin, Jesus Christ died upon a cross, nails through his hands, nails through his feet, eventually a great spear through his side, died in agony and pain. Why? Because he was taking my sin and your sin to himself, taking it all to himself in his own body on the tree, and bearing our sins right away. He gave everything, absolutely everything. He gave his life that we might be saved from our sin. The cost of God's gift is immense. And like all gifts, it costs the receiver nothing, but it costs the giver a lot. Who's the gift from? It's from God. What does it do? He's a savior who saves us from sin. How much did it cost? It cost God everything. absolutely everything. So who is the gift for, finally? Fourth thing you want to know, who's the gift for? So those presents under the tree, the children scramble through them and look at the labels. And it's most annoying if a label's fallen off. You know, who is this to? Or if you're like my mum, she always forgets to put the name on it. And you open up and you say, it's not for me, is it? Who's it to? You're always looking for the label. Who's the gift to? God's gift is to you. The angel said to the shepherds, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. To you. Do you realize that? That this gift of Christmas, this gift of God's Son, is not just for someone else. It's for you. And you might think, well, it's for the religious kind of people. It's just for those with a superstitious personality that needs something just to cling to when they're a little bit worried. This gift is to you. It's to everyone, to the whole human race. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. Don't pass this gift by. God offers it to you every day, but especially today. For today is the day of salvation. And when you receive this gift of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you do that through faith and repentance, when you do that, then you'll experience the joy of forgiveness, the reality of relationship with God, the hope of eternal life, and peace, even now in this messy world. Whatever gift you'll get this Christmas, and whoever gives it to you, and however much it costs, and whatever it does, it will never beat the gift from God of his Son at great cost to you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.